Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Now, the annual state spend in accommodating international protection applicants last year topped €1 billion for the first time. Chartered deportation flights from Ireland will take off this year, as the new Justice Minister has said that it is simply not tenable to find accommodation for the ever-growing number of asylum seekers entering the country. Well, for more on all of this, we're joined now by the new Minister of State in the Department of Justice with responsibility for migration, Colm Brophy. And Minister, you're welcome to the programme. Thank you for joining us this evening.
Good evening, Sarah. Nice to be with you.
We might just start with that news that broke in the last hour or so, which is that the annual state spend in accommodating international protection applicants last year topped €1 billion for the first time, a daily average spend of €2.75 million. What do you think of that?
Well, I mean, look, the numbers have been going up, obviously, that are there in 2023. We had a figure that was, I think, €651 million. That has gone up because we've gone up to a higher figure of people in the system to effectively €1 billion. And yes, that is something we don't want to see. And that is something we want to see reduced. And we want to do that by introducing a series of measures which we think will be part of a much firmer and more effective system. And that will include people spending lesser time going through the process. And that will enable us to process people faster, which will just reduce the overall cost. And we obviously want to have a system we believe that will be reducing the cost to the state rather than just having it rising.
Did it get out of control?
I don't think you can say it got out of control. I think what obviously happened is there was a surge in actual numbers. Mm. And I think we had to respond to that. And we responded to that, as any country like Ireland would, in a humanitarian way, in which we obviously brought people in here, we put them in accommodation, we processed that through. But now what we want to do, and we're very keen on this, both myself and Minister O'Callaghan, who's the senior minister, both of us are at one on this, that we want to see a much firmer, more effective system that actually makes Ireland a place where you can come to, and if you can genuinely make a case, that we will process that and have an outcome for you. But also, if you can't, that we will have a much more effective system at actually saying, yeah, right, well,
I suppose
don't
that's
have the
what
right
I mean
to come here.
That's what I mean when I say, did it get out of control? The system clearly wasn't effective. The numbers surged and our system wasn't able to deal with that at all, really.
Well, the numbers definitely did surge, but our system dealt with it as effectively as it could. And in a process which is always evolving, what we did was we put in a range of processes to help even as we speak now, things like enhanced processing, things like designated safe countries, we put in a range of processes that helped that be speeded up. Yeah. And we've actually seen some of the benefits of that already. But what we want to do is continue to work on that and continue to build on what's already been done to have a much, as I say, more firmer, okay, fairer and effective and faster system.
Of that €1 billion that's being spent on international protection applicants accommodation, 90% of that is being provided commercially. A lot of people are making a lot of money.
Well, that's one of the areas that we're absolutely looking at, and part of the review process which I'll be instigating is to look at how we can enhance the amount that will actually be directly provided by the state. We believe that will be a much more cost-effective and direct way to go. We've already started that process already under the previous minister, but what we need to do now, I believe, is work to enhance that and to speed that up.
Yeah.
Because, yes, are quite right in saying...
You'll know, Colm, we've been told that for about 2 years now. It's coming, it's coming, it's coming.
Yeah. Well, part of the role that I see myself working with Minister O'Callaghan on this is to ensure that we're moving from a point of saying it's coming to a point where we're actually getting something happening on the ground on that. And that's something I want to see happening.
OK. And will we get timelines, or when will we get timelines?
Well, if you just bear with me on this just for one second, I'm literally starting in my first week in it. I want to do is to get a full review of where everything is, to look at where we can, so as we can move as quickly as possible to implement the changes we want to see. And there are a number of changes that we want to see, things that will flow out of the migration pact, things that will flow out of changes in legislation, things that will flow out of changes in procedure, all of which I believe will combine over a number of years to deliver a much more a cost-effective system for the country, as well as delivering a faster and more compassionate system as well for people going through it.
And one of those changes, I think, Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan has been talking about charter flights deporting people who are no longer allowed to stay in Ireland, and that they're going to take off this year. Now, this was raised last year with your party colleague Helen McEntee, and she said that, or a briefing that was presented to her said that actually only one out of every four cases selected for deportation was likely to be successful.
Well, if If you actually look at what we're going to do and what we want to do, Minister McEntee was one of the people, obviously, who helped start the process of arranging to have this charter service for deportation flights, which we now see coming on board and being there, is to have a range of means of saying to someone, you must leave. Now, voluntary deportation still remains the most cost-effective and the most effective way of doing it. But also, if you have a situation where you need to deport someone, we will now have the ability to do that. And what we want to see is a ramping up in that, because I believe that if someone has exhausted the process and they shouldn't remain in our country, then we must move to the point where we are having a deportation process that works. As I say, primarily, we can achieve a lot of that through voluntary deportation, but we must have the backstop in place, which we will have, of having deportation flights if we need them.
And that briefing that was given to Helen McEntee last year said each charter flight was likely to cost in the region of €350,000 for a long-haul trip. Is that your understanding?
The important thing to recognise is this, that the most, as I said to you, effective way of doing it is through the voluntary deportation process. But where you have a situation where you have a number of people and where you can actually have a deportation flight that can bring a number of people to a destination, then in that scenario, that is worth considering and that is worth doing, because it is and should always be, I believe, going forward, part of the array of means which we have to enforce deportation notices.
We were speaking on the show yesterday to Sinn Féin TD McCarthy, and he was calling on the government to put in place a plan to end what he called the unfair accommodation recognition payment, the ARP, for Ukrainians. That scheme is due to expire on the 31st of March. And he explained in detail what that meant. But he was saying that that's basically giving an unfair incentive, first of all, for people to provide rooms for Ukrainian people as opposed to putting it on the rental market. And it's also an unfair advantage to Ukrainians.
Well, the situation is that the ARP payment system will be reviewed. We have a decision, as you said there, that has to be made by the end of March. We're going to look at that. It's something that will be still something that will come from Minister Norma Foley. But in line with government wanting to look at all of these things as we start a new government, we'll have a review of that and we'll come with a decision. And I will work with my colleagues, I'll work with Minister Callaghan, I'll work with Minister Foley, and we'll work on coming to you with a review of what we will be doing in the ARP payment area.
Yeah, there's 36,000 people living in ARP accommodation. Half of them are children, 6 weeks until the deadline, and they have a lot of uncertainty over what's going to happen to them.
That is a situation which we are very cognizant of, and we are cognizant of the impact this has on people who are living within the ARP system. We're also cognizant of the fact of the people who are providing ARP, but it is important to carry out a review, and it is important not just to do that in a speedy way, which we want to do, but also to do it in a comprehensive way so as we can come up with what will be a proper and correct process for dealing with this in the future. And that's why we will do it, and we will do it relatively quickly, and we will be able to let people know what we're doing. But we're going to do that review.
Yeah. We were speaking to the Irish Property Owners Association a little earlier in the programme. It was actually about rents and the rent pressure zones and all of that. But one of the things that the representative mentioned, which I thought was interesting, is that what some landlords have been doing is taking their property off the rental market and using these ARP payments, putting Ukrainians into their property for 2 years because it's not officially a landlord-tenant arrangement. And then that way, then when they can put their property back on the market in 2 years' time, they can up the rent.
Well, I didn't actually get a chance to hear that earlier on. And one of the things which any review which we want to look at is to make sure that we have a review that's fair to everyone involved, that's fair to the actual ARP, and that is actually fair to the system overall. So I think it is important, and that's why, as I said to you, why we will be doing a speedy review of it and coming without a decision. It's also right to do a comprehensive review that looks at all the areas within ARP and how it works.
I'll ask you finally, your colleague in the Department of Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan, he's urged the GRA, the Garda Representative Association, to extend an olive branch to the Forces Commissioner and to invite the Garda Commissioner to its upcoming conference. Can you understand why that invitation hasn't been issued?
Well, I would be, like Minister O'Callaghan, 100% of the belief that it's always better for people to be engaging, for people to be talking, for people to have the ability to be sitting in a room talking to each other rather than talking at each other. So I, like Minister O'Callaghan, would certainly want to support that view that you would extend that olive branch and that you would engage. Obviously, people have reasons why things happen, and there is the history that is there. But I still think that the best way forward to handle this is to have people able to be in the room together and be able to talk. That's the best solution for everything.
Minister Colin Brophy, thank you very much for joining us this evening.